Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Tea with Brox.
What's up, guys?
So, we're going to have you a very interesting topic or topics because we've all been there. We've all been freshmen, and currently people that are freshmen right now are going through a lot, which we also experience a lot. So, Roxy, in general, what did you experience as a freshman? What was your first negative experience, I guess, that you had as a freshman?
Well, a lot of people were like, not me. Well, I guess, or they were quick to judge about me, I guess, you know? Because I feel like automatically when you get to high school, you automatically already, like, have to be like, oh, no, this person's like this, or this person's good, or this person's bad. And, like, yeah, people were quick to judge me.
I mean, honestly, I thought that the first year in my freshman year, I felt like people judged me, too. And I just felt like I was in a different environment. And I didn't like anyone. But but my sophomore year, I kind of grew out of that feeling of people, of other people's opinions about me, because I really didn't care. Because it shouldn't be like that. You shouldn't be judged by other people, especially if they don't know you or who you are.
Yeah.
As an individual, like, don't judge a book by its cover. We've all heard it, but in this case, a lot of us have gone through this, and I mean, there's no ending it, because it's always going to be in people's minds and in people's negative thinking that someone's always going to be there judging you. But at the end of the day, you need to strive and grow out of that and think that you're better than everybody, because it's not only a positive thing for your mind to think that you're better than someone, but it's just a little, you grow confidence and you start shedding away from what you think is honestly people that judge, and well, yourself.
Yeah, I agree with that. And like, another thing was like when you get to high school, like, well, for me, like, what I've seen is like, you automatically have to have like a friend group, or like you have to hang out with the same people in order to, like, you know, not be left behind, I guess. Because, like, with me, like, I don't have a friend group, like, to me. I just talk to a bunch of people, you know what I mean? But I usually, like, oh, that's so weird to say, like, ride alone, but, like, I...
Can you repeat that?
Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's so weird. Like, we feel like we have to join in a friend group. Like, once you get to high school, it's like, you have to join a friend group and you have to stay with them throughout the 4 years. You know what I mean? And I'm like, that's not the case. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, you get into the wrong friend group just to say that you have friends.
I agree with you. Like, in freshman year, I started hanging out with a bunch of people that we called ourselves a group, I guess. And I just grew out of it. And like I always tell everybody, I'm always that solo person that's always in one of the choir practice rooms, just sitting by themselves and just being away. And I find that very calming and satisfying when nobody's there to just annoy you. It's just a different thing having a group friend and having a friends with group or... having a group of friends, yes.
It, like, well, I don't agree with, like, how do I say this? I'm not the type of person that wants to be alone. I like being with, like a bunch of people, or, like, I like getting in conversations, you know what I mean? But, like, sometimes, like, the way that I am, I can't get myself out there. Like, I choose not to have a bunch of, like, friend groups or whatever you want to call them, because like it's better, like, to me, I think being alone is better, because, like, that way nobody's can, like, you know, like, tell me stuff or, like, hurt me. But at the same time, like, I do want a friend group, I guess. Not really, I don't know, it's kind of complicated, but yeah, like when you get to high school, it's like I need to have these certain amount of friends and I always have to be with them so that I won't be left behind. And it's like that's not always the case. You can be alone and still feel that happiness, you know?
Yes, I agree, because there's a lot of cliques, or whatever you want to call them, yeah, groups in high school, and I just find it to be kind of annoying for me that other people think that you should get friends and be a group just in order to be that high up there, powerful person, or feel like it. But you can't. You need to demonstrate in some other way that you're higher than anybody.
Yeah, like, with that, like, I'm pretty sure any, like, sophomore at school, they can, like, think of me and they're like, well, we don't really know who Roxy hangs out with, because, like, that's how I portray myself. Like, I don't hang out with a bunch of people. If you, like, really think about it, like, I don't go anywhere with anybody. I don't do anything with anyone but, like, but myself. You know what I mean?
And, yeah.
I find it better, like, being alone. Well, that's me, right? I like being alone more, but at the same time, like, you get tired of being alone that you want to have somebody else to talk to or something, but it's whatever. I don't know. It's okay.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's, I don't know what it is, but just, it's always, society is like that. Like, you need to have friends in order to be higher and go to higher places, but you can even do it by being by yourself as well, but that's harder, supposedly.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like that, but it's whatever. I mean, what about positive things that came out in your freshman year?
I got to know, like, a lot more people. Like, I don't know how to say, like, people are always saying that, like, high school is so scary, but it's like, it's really not, like, because you get to meet new people, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's not for the best, but I mean, you get to meet new people, you get to find out, like, there's a whole other world than what you thought there was, and then you get to explore more, you get to join more clubs. Yeah, I like that part.
Yeah, I agree. Like that one time that those I forgot what it was, but they had a bunch of people over from I believe it was Kingsville, the band directors from Kingsville or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to meet all of them there because I was there in the morning and I just met them. And it was fantastic. That's just one of the things that I find, that meeting people from other universities and people that I look up to.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found that experience fascinating because I've never seen or I've never experienced a university professor or somebody like that with a higher knowledge in band or music. Mm-hmm. And it was just fantastic. I really like them.
Yeah, that's the part that I like the most about high school, is that like there's more people that come, like, because at middle school and elementary it's like the same thing, the like bus driver people or like to like eat right, like the same people that come and they talk to you. But then at high school it's like you have professors come and then you get like talks from actual like people that attend a university. Like I went to this meeting for the Harvard the Harvard University, like that was amazing. And like, or like programs like how you said, like for music, like that guy, I forgot his name, but he played the harmonica like in one of the movies, like he's a professional player. Like I don't know, things like that. That's what makes me like high school, you know?
Yes, because it gets broader than in middle school, because in middle school they just brought in the high school directors, didn't they? Because
yeah,
it was just, it's an experience that you wouldn't like to forget. Mm-hmm. But anyways, what are you gonna go to university or college?
If I'm being honest, I still don't even know.
Would like, you like to go?
Would I like to go? I have a list. It's kind of crazy. But because I want to study forensic psychology. Mm-hmm. But the only problem is that I don't think they, like, have that in the university. Like, here in UTRGV. If not, I would. If not, like, I would study, like, I would just study psychology, right? But, like, no, I want to study forensic psychology. I don't know. If I'm being honest, or, like, criminal justice. If I study criminal justice, I want to go to Sam Houston. Like, I would love to. Or the University of Texas, that would be pretty cool.
It would. I like the University of Texas.
Yeah. I guess
Yeah, but, in any case, have you, like, gotten awards in band? Or what award did you, do you have the most memory of?
Like, high school-wise?
Anything-wise.
You know what? I don't want to brag.
Do it. Do it.
No, in middle school, I was that girl. You know what I mean? I was the one that got the awards, like, for choir. I got some choir award for, like, top of something. And then athletics, I got the MVP for, like, volleyball. But I don't know. I'm, like, extracurricular activities, I don't really care about getting awards. I'm mostly about, like, my academics, right? So, like, in 6th, 7th grade, I was, like, valedictorian. 8th grade year, when I went to Falk, I took a break. And then, like, last year, I was ranked 4th, right? And then this year, I got ranked 7th. I got debunked. I'm so sad. Right? Oh, but, yeah, and, like, NHS. I got into NHS, by the way. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I would say so. Like, I know you like, not, you don't brag about your extracurricular activities or awards.
Yeah, but, I do.
But yeah, I mean, you used to be a choir girl.
Yeah, I loved choir. Oh my gosh. I'm kind of sad that I'm still not, I'm like, I got out, but like, I loved it. It was so fun. I sang for choir.
I would say so myself. It's been amazing because I've always done choir, but it's just to that point that I don't know, like, the if it's people or the director now or just where I'm at, because I've been trying, but it's been rough. And like I've told everybody, the first year of Allstate, my freshman year, I didn't make it because the director told us because we have like 10 songs we've got to memorize, and the first 3 songs are supposed to be memorized already and they're for the first round, but the choir director didn't tell us that we needed to do one of the songs, and we ended up doing the wrong one, the one that was going to be used for a concert, because he said to do that one because it was for the first round. Well, we only had 5 minutes for the real, the Allstate first round to begin. And we asked one of the, I believe it was Pace or Veterans, people, if they could help us out and just transition or go through the part that we needed. But yeah, a lot of us didn't end up making it, myself included. It was a horrible year for us. I believe it was just one person that made it to the second round. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was bad. But I mean, this year, well, the past year, it was great because we had, I believe, 5 people make it past the first round. And then you had 2 freshmen, which I was, wow. And they were the only bases that made it, and well, we were the only 3 guys that made it, and there was 2 other girls, but it was sad, and it was an amazing experience, but it does feel like crap to lose. And I'm not gonna say that I'm the best, because I know I'm not, but I'm the best in the region, not the best in the state, unfortunately. But, you know, there's always going to be another chance. And
yeah,
we always get another chance. And that's what I'm looking for next year. Because a lot of the Allstate choir camps, like the UNT and Kingsville choir camps, are going to be canceled. So the people that are economically disadvantaged can actually make it past the first round or the third round and actually go into the all-state choir. And that's what I'm hoping Porter can do, because a lot of people, a lot of what they call rich people, go to those choir camps, and they're advantaged because they have money and not because they have the knowledge of it.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, whatever, but it's okay. And I hope that a lot of Porter people make it this year. And I'm pretty sure this is going to be our year. And what do you guys have for band? You guys don't have anything, do you? Or
what do you mean? Like, what do we have?
Like competitions.
Well, right now, well, I guess, yeah, in the past year too, it was supposed to, like, we had our concert season, right? And, well, like, for me, it was going to be my first, like, state year, like, trying to compete in concert season. And, like, I didn't get to experience that because we didn't even get to go to pre-UIL, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it sucks because I wanted to see what it was like, because state, like, marching on a state year and playing concert on a state year is, like, two different things from what I've heard, right? And I've only got to experience marching, and marching was so fun state year because it was like competition after another one. And then it's like how you're saying, like, hopefully this incoming year is y'all's next year. Well, like, I feel like this past year was our year, you know?
And you guys did a fantastic job. It was amazing. It was very sad for y'all to go out like that. I don't think you guys deserve to go out like that, but you know, it is what it is, and that's why we're always going to keep on going, and we're going to keep on trying to do whatever we can and what's best for the band or the choir or anything else important.
Yeah. And, like, another thing that sucked about our concert season was that we prepared our music, right? And it was so good. I swear, this was so good. And, like, we didn't even get to perform it.
Yeah, we didn't either. The choir thing got canceled too. But is it like, because I know the Allstate music for choir is coming out supposedly June the 1st. Is the music for band going to come out, or Allstate or something like that?
If I'm being honest, I don't even know. I don't think so. Like, right now, I don't think so. Like, because none of, like, the directors have talked about it. You know? Like, the only things that have been happening are, like Zoom meetings, but like to keep your chops up and everything, like with like people from universities and stuff. But that's the only thing that's going on. Nobody has talked about region or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, still, like Allstate, they were saying that they're gonna put out the music June 1st, but it's always been May the 1st for us because they needed to get the. They needed to get the guy's voice, all of the music that they're going to put out for the guys. And one guy had to sing it. I believe it's a university man that sings it, but it's just going to be rushed.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they have to put it out, and they said it was June the 1st, but I'm thinking the person singing the music is going to rush, and it's going to cause errors for a lot of people in Allstate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you were talking about how you were an MVP for volleyball. I know you were a big star in volleyball. So, can you brag about that? I want to hear something.
I don't think I was good. I still don't feel like I'm good. I know I could get better. Did you know I quit volleyball? Like,
I know.
I stopped playing volleyball. So sad.
Why did you?
Because of band. Like, going back to, like, the other podcast we made, like, band is your life. You know what I mean? So, like, when I came into band, right, it was the summer before freshman year. And at that time, I had to learn how to march. I had to learn how to play differently, like, with my instrument. Like, because I play a traditional grip, and, like, that's different compared to match grip. And well, I've never played that, right? So I had to adjust to it, right? Physically. And then I had to learn how to memorize music on the quicks and like just everything in general. Like everything was new to me, right? So like trying to incorporate volleyball into that, it didn't seem important as band at the time, right? Mm-hmm. But now that I'm like, I know what to expect from marching. You know what I mean? Now that I'm a veteran at it. I feel like I can incorporate volleyball into it now, but like I feel like trying to play any like volleyball at this point is like pretty much too late for me.
Yes, and I agree with it that coming back to the other podcast that band is your life, and I've seen it because I have friends from tennis that mm-hmm. do tennis and they automatically have to go, just like they just practice for 30 minutes and they leave. They need to go to band because the director put out a certain time that they need to be there. Yeah. And it's just, I mean, it's whatever, but you need to get better at, man, to represent the colors of your school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
And like, I also, like, this is like a thing that I've always wanted to do since I was little. I've always wanted to do swimming. Like, always. Like, I just find it like fun, like a sport, like, that's like different with every other sport in high school. It's swimming, you know what I mean? And I've always wanted to do it, but like the same thing with band. It's like even if I get out of rehearsal, I need to have somebody to take me to the what's it called, the aquatic center, right?
Yes.
I need to have somebody take me all the way over there just so I can practice for like less than an hour, which is like, to me, it's pointless, right? But I don't know.
Yes, because it's time consuming.
Yes,
practicing for a sport and just like band as well.
Yeah,
but in any case, just like, it's just not gonna mess up your time, but it's just something that you need to look out for as a mm-hmm. freshman and as an incoming band member, and you mm-hmm. need to think about that whether you're gonna do sports or you're gonna consider doing band, because it's gonna be, like you said, it's gonna be your life.
Yeah.
So
like right now, like these past 2 years, the one sport that I have made time for is basketball, because like I love basketball, right? So mm-hmm. like I will make time for that. And like ninth period, okay, so the way band works is that all the periods are different. So like let's say first period it's flutes, second period the directors have off, third period it's like clarinets, and like they keep going like that, right? And well, drumline is ninth period, and I'm in drumline, right? And well, ninth period is the only basketball period that there is at Porter, which kind of sucks, right? But I mean, it is what it is. And like, I've always, like, I'm a junior, and like, not to brag, but like on the freshman team and the JV team, like, I have managed to get captain and like play starter without even having the basketball class, you know what I mean? And like, it sucks, because imagine if I did have the basketball class, how much better I could have been, you know what I mean?
Yes, I agree. And just like coming back to my perspective of that, like, you don't have the class and you're mm-hmm. actually the captain of the basketball team your freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have the varsity choir class, but I've made it to the all-state choir, which is, not to brag, a big thing. And as well, another freshman that was in that non-varsity class made it to All-State, which was great. And I was questioning whether the non-varsity class was actually better than the varsity members. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just not pointless, but compare each choir to what they're doing in All-State or in other competitions, or like yours, compare yourself to someone that's going through the class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just sucks, because I would really love to have a basketball class just to see like how much better I could get, you know?
Yes, I agree. And I can't have the, because I do tennis, I can't have the tennis class because I have too much on my plate. I have too many electives and I need them. But in any case, coming back to your personal life, so we all know you're this girl, this nice, very, very dear friend of mine, very nice girl, and you do band, but what is it like outside of school, what of like without those extracurricular activities, without people or people from Porter in your life?
Like my home life, what you're asking?
Yes.
Well, I guess it's kind of bad to say. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I just lie in bed, literally. I lie in bed, or like I'll do homework or talk to my grandma, eat food, you know, like I just be alone in my room. So, which is not a bad thing. It's good. It's good to give yourself your time, or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's good to like relax and think about yourself, but at the same time, like, I should be more productive. I should be like working out or something, or like, you know, learning something new, but instead I choose not to.
I mean, you are learning how to cook.
Oh, yes. Eso sí.
And we're gonna make a cooking channel, aren't we, Roxy?
Of course.
We should make one. watch us be the next Gordon Ramsay.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So, I mean, what is your normal workout? What do you do for your workout?
Workout? Who says I work out?
You don't work out? I thought you said you should be up and working out.
Well, I should be, but I didn't say I was. The only thing, like, how do you call it? Because, like, whenever I'm with my sister, the only thing I try to do is, like, one is, yes, work out with her, but, like, actually, like, go walk or run. Because, like, to me, I don't like working out. I rather go run for, like, 30 minutes or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I rather do that than work out because, I don't know, I don't like, I don't know, I like being outside with like fresh air and stuff rather than working out inside. Or, well, I mean, I could work outside, right? But like, I don't know, I just feel like running or walking makes me feel better than working out.
Do you want to run or work out because you feel what's it called, because you feel like you're not in shape, or because you have nothing to do?
Because I have nothing to do, pretty much. Like, I know I'm getting fatter, but it's not, like, to the point where it's like, oh my gosh, like, it's just
my,
like,
600-pound life.
Yeah, it's not to that point. It's just, like, oh, like, I guess I gained, like, 5 pounds, you know what I mean? Like, or, like, nothing that I don't mind, you know what I mean? Because, like, you're not going to be the same weight all the time, so it's literally nothing to fuss about. But, yeah, like, I'd rather just go run for the entertainment, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I will tell you something. I'm thinking I'm getting a bit overweight because, I mean, I worked out in tennis. We did excruciating workouts in tennis, and mm-hmm. I mean, when you don't do anything and you're just, I mean, sitting down and playing video games or whatever, and doing nothing, you kind of, you know, you start gaining weight.
Yeah, like with me, how you're like, how you said overweight, it's crazy, but I've always been overweight, always. Even now, like, I'm still overweight.
I mean, to me, you are not perfect because nobody is perfect. But
yeah, nobody. Yeah,
you have an amazing body, and not to be like that kind of
it's okay,
but you honestly do, as a friend, you really do. And I don't envy envy that, because I'm obviously not a girl, but I am a guy, and guys have, I guess, better metabolisms than girls do, but
mm-hmm.
it's still the same thing. Like, go out and do something.
Yeah, like I used to be super big, like super big. Like, to me, I used to be super, super big. And well, like, I had to work for it, you know what I mean? I had to work to get back into shape. And once I hit middle school, I was like, you know what? It's time to change. I had the athletic class, right? And like, I would ask the coaches, like, make me do more, you know what I mean? Like, I want to get smaller. And so I did, and I lost a lot of weight. Then coming in my 7th grade year, dang, like, I looked really, like, I didn't, like, to me, I thought I looked good, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I could have done better, right? Like, right now, like, I kind of feel fine, kind of feel like I should be working out, but, like, you know, I've always been overweight. I still am, apparently, to my doctor, which I think I look fine, but I don't know.
Yeah, and, like, I don't really remember much about you in middle school because mm-hmm. didn't you come in eighth grade year or
yeah
eighth grade year, and I kind of didn't know you. It wasn't mm-hmm. until freshman year that we actually met or just like had a class together, didn't we?
I want to say yes, but I don't even remember freshman year, if I'm being honest.
Honestly, I don't either.
I don't remember anything, period.
Hashtag Alzheimer's.
Dude, me. Literally me.
Me too.
No, but yeah, like, I don't know. I just feel like I could get better. I just choose to be lazy, but that'll change. On Monday, I promise, I will go run. I promise.
You guys heard that here, and this episode is going out Saturdays. So everybody hit up Roxy Monday and let's see if she's actually running.
I'm gonna run, I promise, guys. I promise.
Promise. Promises. Yes. So, okay, let me tell you a story that I told everybody on this seventh grade year. We mm-hmm. had this reading teacher. I don't know if you actually met her from Falk. Her name was Miss ML.
I want to say yes.
She was this tall, anorexic bitch. Yeah, she was white.
Yes, I remember that chick. I remember
she had blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the one that's always bitchy. She was like,
exactly, yeah.
That one. She had an attitude. So
yeah, she did.
So, I believe I had friends in that class, and I had people that didn't like me that now like me, but but yeah, and it was, it's just a story that I've told everybody. It's she kicked me out of her classroom, right, because I believe I was laughing or something like that, and uh-huh. and she just told me, "You out," and I was like, "Oh my god." And she became a meme after that, and everybody started telling me that, but it's been calming down now because it's just, I mean, everybody forgets things, and it's just, you know. And another one that I've never told anybody was the time that, do you remember Mr. Ramirez?
Oh my gosh, yes. How could I forget him?
So he was called in over here because somebody did something bad, and I guess that included me, or I guess, yeah, it's always in her class. I used to get in trouble with her because she was a fucking bitch, mm-hmm. and well, he came in, and then she told him that I did something too, and I was like, listen here, I didn't do anything bad, you're just being a little...
Yeah,
I didn't actually say that. I didn't say you're being a little, but I told her you're being very sarcastic about something that I didn't even do. And Mr. Ramirez had my back because I think it was because she called me. She said, "Oh, it's this one and his little gay friend." She called me the little gay friend. Yeah.
Wait, for real?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes, and then I literally told Mr. Ramirez, "Sir, are you serious? You're gonna take me out of this class because she called me that? I mean, she's calling me that, but I did something bad, and she's calling me that. It's just there was so many."
No, if I was you, I would have been like, I had nothing, like I did nothing wrong, but still take me. Like, I wouldn't want to be in her class like that. After she said something about me like that, I wouldn't want to be in her class. Like, just take me away. Take me wherever you want. I just don't want to be in her presence anymore. You know what I mean?
I mean, and every time she got after me, I just left her class, right? I just stormed out of her class and just went to the choir room because that's always where the problems got better. But there was this... She was the choir director at the time, Miss Wiley. Mm-hmm. You don't remember her, do you?
Yeah, I've met her before.
You've met her? Yeah, I was her favorite as well.
Dang.
I've been a lot of people's favorites, but I mean, hush hush, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was like a mother to me because I've had her from elementary.
Mm-hmm.
And I had her middle school, but then she left to Stell, and she betrayed us. And
dang.
Yeah, it was just sad. And then Mr. JP came, and then I didn't get along with him.
Really?
I didn't get along with JP since Miss Wiley was there, since he became her assistant. I didn't get along with him because you remember Alec? No, right?
I don't know an Alec.
Alec Martinez? No, you don't know him. So Mr. JP would mess around with Alec, and Alec didn't like him. And what ended up happening was that Mr. JP kind of like not hit him, but like just touched him in the leg and just not pushed him, but just like shoved his little leg out. And and I don't know what Alec did. Alec responded back to him. He said, "Don't touch me. I don't want you to touch me." And then they called his mom because his mom was a teacher there.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and they told his mom, and then they moved away, so we didn't talk anymore for some reason. And I mean, I didn't like Mr. JP because of it, because he took my best friend away. That I just don't know. He was my best friend that I had, like a childhood friend.
When I went to Falk, I was like in this volleyball camp thing, and then I had the thing for band, right?
Mm-hmm.
But during the volleyball camp, after it ended and before I had my band, summer band class, I had this like hour or two to spare, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like I would go to choir, actually, which was so weird. I would go to the choir room, I remember, but it was just a bunch of girls. I would go and I would just be with them, and like I wasn't in choir, right? But I still wanted to be in there. I still wanted to sing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this one time where he like put karaoke on, and we were like all singing. But I never thought of him like as a bad person or anything.
No, he's
he was very nice to me.
Yeah, he's a very nice person, but I don't know why that happened that one time.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember in eighth grade when they like shaved his head or something?
Oh my god, yes, I have that picture actually.
That's so funny.
Yeah, he's just something else. He was something else. He was a different choir director for me, but I adjusted to him. And I just, it's whatever now. But, yeah.
That was pretty funny. Didn't Mr. Mesa say he was gonna, like, cut his hair or something?
Yeah, he said he was gonna cut his ponytail, I think.
Yeah, but he never even did it.
Yeah, he never did it.
What was his class about? Do you know what his class was about?
It was technology.
You're kidding me, right?
I'm not kidding.
Dude, his class was like pure bookwork.
His class?
From what I remember.
What I remember, his class was economics and technology.
Or didn't we do like this game or something? Like, I don't know what it was.
Did you have him and Richard Gonzalez?
No, I didn't have Richard. I just had Mr. Mesa.
In what room or what building?
It was in the, like, right next to the library.
I had him there too, but we never did any bookwork.
I remember doing bookwork, and then I remember using the computer for a little bit.
Exactly.
I have this video, right, of us on the computer playing a joke on our friend. But other than that, because I knew it was health one semester and then Mr. Mesa's class the second semester.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
I don't remember what his class was about.
It was technology. It was technology something. Technology systems, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was.
Dang. That was the easiest class I think I've ever taken in my life.
I think it was mine too, to be honest. Or Spanish.
Spanish.
But
honestly, Spanish was whatever. It was pretty easy. One of the easiest classes too.
Honestly, I didn't know how to talk Spanish, and that class taught me how to talk Spanish.
Wow.
But it was fun.
Like, I'm not the best at Spanish, but I know it, right? And like that class was pretty easy. I remember making the piñata.
I didn't do the piñata because I was in the AP class with Miss Annan.
Oh, I thought you meant middle school.
Oh, no. What the heck? I never took middle school Spanish.
I had Miss Annan.
Oh.
Yeah, I had Miss Anna, but I had her second period. Dude, all the parties. Yes, I've lived for her parties.
Oh my god, yes. She'd always
be. You would just go in on a random period, and as long as you were her student, she'd let you take anything. It was awesome. I loved it.
I think I was her favorite because she allowed me to be there every day. Or, not every day, but like, every time anybody had a party, she'd let me stay there. Like, at the end of the year, I would stay in her class all day, or during, what's it called? Día de los Muertos, I would stay there all day because it was, like, nothing to do in our other classes. So she'd let me spend it there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But...
Wait, the one class I think I will always skip to and I always have is Miss V. And if there's anybody else listening to this and they know it, they just skip to Miss V's class too. Dude, she's the best to skip with. Like, last time I skipped in her class was in Christmas, I think. Or, no, before spring break or something like that. Or I don't remember, but I skipped in her class and she made us all coffee for some reason. Like, or it was just a random day at school, right? And, oh, it was a block period. Or, yeah, because we were testing or something. And she was like, do you guys want coffee? And then we were like, yeah, sure. And we were all just drinking coffee and watching a movie. Like, I don't know. Ms. V's class, I think is the best teacher I've ever had.
Honestly, I've never had her or I've never talked to her. But she seems like a very nice lady, to be honest.
Just talk to her. Just talk to her and like, she'll like you. And, like, you don't even have to be her student to skip in her class, if I'm being honest.
I mean, I love her hairstyle. That's what I do like about her.
Oh my gosh, yes.
She has an amazing hair. I would like to have her hair.
And she's like very sarcastic and her sense of humor is everything. And like, I actually feel like I got smarter because of her. Like, she made me see things in a different perspective.
I had the one aside of her, Miss Garza.
Oh.
For like one semester only.
Why?
Because I quit Avid. I just quit Avid because,
really?
Yes, because it's just stupid. Like, they're taking my elective away that I really needed, which was soccer, but they took it away and I really wanted it. So, I mean, I just quit and I just grew tired of the teachers, you know, and it's just whatever. I mean, anybody's going to say that, wow, you really did that because of soccer. Yeah, I did it because of soccer. I like it. And I mean, I just didn't like the teachers, especially Miss Pardo. She's a freaking bitch.
I didn't have her. I had Miss Martin.
I don't know who Miss Martin is, but she sounds great. She sounds better than Miss Pardo.
Honestly, Miss Martin, it's same thing to Miss Martin. I love her. Like, I love her. She was the best math teacher I've had ever. Because, like, I don't know. She was so, like, straight up. And, like, she was like a mom, really. Whenever she'd get mad, she'd just go hard Spanish on us. Like, and it was funny. She was like my mom. It felt like she was my mom.
The best math teacher that I've had was... I think it's going to be either Mr. What's his name? I forgot his name, but I literally just talked about Mr. Ramirez. That's the best math teacher for me that I've had.
Yeah, he was all right. I mean, his class had more energy than Miss Martin's, but Miss Martin's teaching, I felt like I understood it more.
I agree, but I never had Miss Martin, so.
Wait, you had geometry or algebra? I mean, geometry, algebra. Oh, yeah, geometry, algebra.
Yeah. I had algebra, I believe. Yeah.
Oh.
So. Yeah. Because then,
She taught geometry. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Wait, who's your favorite teacher that you've ever had?
Oh, Miss Annan.
Ooh, yes.
Miss Annan, because I always spill tea with her and she always spills tea with me.
Honestly, I liked Miss Annan. She didn't teach me anything, if I'm being honest. She didn't teach me one thing, but I liked her.
She was the gringa.
Yeah.
Just like me. But I'm actually Mexican. But she wasn't.
Yeah. No, I loved Ms. Annan. She was so nice. She was such a sweetheart.
She was. She still is.
I mean, yeah, well, I haven't seen her. It was just kind of weird.
I texted her.
Wait, are you subscribed to her channel, though?
Yes, I am. Was it Maggie Mac Productions?
Yeah.
That was the funniest. I don't think I've ever heard something so funny.
I remember, it's because she was showing us a video, I think. And then everybody's like, ma'am, is this your YouTube channel? And she's like, yes, it is. And then we were like, everybody subscribe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shouted her out on my story, I believe, that year.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. But I really like her. She's who's been your best teacher? Ms. Annan as well?
No, actually, I think I have to give it to Ms. V. Whenever I'm a senior and, like, you know how they give, like, the apple thing or whatever? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I hope I'm one of those so I can just give it to her. Like, and I can give it, because I have so many things to tell her. Like, one thing that we did for her class, we had to rap a song.
Rap a song. There it is. Yeah, I've never done that.
You see, and like Lorenzo, because I knew Lorenzo had avid the same period I had English, so I asked Lorenzo to come in and drum for me while I rapped.
That was
and I got
awesome.
Extra points.
That was
yeah,
awesome.
I got extra points. Yeah, we had to rap, and then we had to make projects. I don't know, I like the projects with her. Mm-hmm. Or like the stories that she would read us. She would read us, like, there was one thing called, like, the game or something like that, and it was about a man killing another man. And then when we found out, like, what was his name, Shakespeare, he's gay. I didn't know that. Like, I found that out. Like, I found out so many things from her class, and she, like, forced me to think beyond what I could. I don't know, I just loved it. I loved your class.
Well, I forgot what I was gonna say, but like, so who would you say, like, as a coach, who did you, what coach was the one that, like, made your leadership skills bigger or you grew because of it?
My freshman basketball coach, Phil. Well, Lopez, right? But we all call him Phil, like Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, him for sure. He made me love basketball more than I did. And he made me know how to, not how to learn plays, but how to play basketball, if that makes sense, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, like, I feel like I grew as a basketball player with him. Because I now know what it's like to play basketball and do it for fun, not just to, like, learn plays and memorize things and win a game. Like, no, it's more than that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he taught me how it is to, like, lead a group. You know what I mean? Like, how to be physically, like, not in shape, but, like, I can, like, play a whole game. You know what I mean? Or, like, he taught me how to, like, just show a group of girls that, like, yeah, they can do it. You know what I mean? Or, like, we can win a game. Or, like, you know, things like that. That I can be supportive to other people.
Yes.
Or lead a group. Yeah. And you?
Me, I've had a lot of coaches, but the one that's always going to be in my mind will be Landin, the soccer coach, because he's just an amazing person, and he just puts a smile on your face, and you, when you hear his references or his, not quotes, but like his funny things that he does, it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So what other sports other than basketball and volleyball do you like?
Softball, without a doubt. Softball.
Would you do it again if you had the chance?
I did my freshman year. I didn't do it this year. I don't know. The vibe was just different this year. I didn't feel like doing it this year. But next year, for sure, I'm doing it. I love softball. It's fun. It can get boring at times, but it's fun. I like contact sports. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like soccer and basketball, like contact sports, things that like it's exciting. Unlike volleyball or like softball, where it's like you don't actually interact with the other person or the other team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in any case, this is gonna be it for us, guys. Thank you for joining us and hearing us, what we have to say. Roxy, would you like to say anything to them?
Let me know if you guys want me back on here again, because this is pretty fun.
I'm pretty sure they do. We've got most of them are for you.
Dang.
Yes.
And that one kid, did you ever figure out who that one kid was that asked who I was?
Yes, I did.
Who was it?
I'll tell you later on.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, thank you guys and have a great day.
Yes.